Be'ezus Hashem, I want to start a new series. Baruch Hashem, I have Talmidim now who are getting older, married, children. And many Talmidim encouraged me to start a series of these short weekly Divrei Torah or Divrei Chizuk about parenting. I'll call it Parenting Perspectives. And Be'ezus Hashem will go through different ideas each week, a short piece on parenting. As many of you know, I've done many years of talking to and shimush by Rav Noach Orlowick Shlita, and kimat everything that I say is based on ideas I heard from him or derived from things that he said. And my plan is to use Be'ezus Hashem, his books. I have permission, his books, to read from and explain with ideas and examples, and that will be the style of the shiurim. There are other people whose articles I've read, and I'll be reading from their articles as well, with again my own little additions of examples or further elaboration. But I want to start with a yesod that Rav Orlowick always discusses. It's called nonverbal communication. And Rav Orlowick has this in his books. The two classic books on parenting from Rav Orlowick are My Child, My Disciple and Raising Roses Among the Thorns. Both are a must to read for all young parents and older parents as well. Nonverbal communication. Of Orlowick writes, we have to show our children that they are loved. Page 245. Children need to be shown non-verbally that they are treasured and that what they say means a lot to us. Non-verbal communication is not what you say to your children, but how you talk to them, how you listen to them. You communicate non-verbally. Do you smile at them? Do you seem interested in what they have to say? If your child's talking to you and your cell phone rings, do you answer it? No. These are examples of nonverbal communication. Just a story about that. There's another Rav Meir Wickler. I've heard him speak. And he writes that when you're with your child, you should dafka have your cell phone on. You should hope that it rings. And you should answer. And you should say to the person, I'm sorry, I can't talk now. I'm with someone very important. I can speak to you later. He thinks it's a very good way to show your children that they come first. An interesting idea. So Orlowick talks about nonverbal communication. And he quotes from Rav Ruvain Feinstein Shlita, who tells over ideas from Rav Moshe Feinstein, his father, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. Rav Moshe Feinstein, as we know, was very, very busy. Very little time. He was running his yeshiva, he was running Am Yisrael, and they once interviewed Rav W. Feinstein to ask him, what was it like, you know, growing up in Rav Moshe's home? And he told the following story. He said that we lived in the Lower East Side, New York City. It was freezing in the winter. Now, Rav Moshe often got up early to learn and to write. He didn't get too many phone calls at 4 in the morning. He got phone calls the rest of the day. Ruvain says, my father was up very early, and in the cold winter days, he would take our clothing around 20 minutes before we get out of bed. He would take our clothing and lay it on the radiator to warm up so that when we woke up a half hour later, 20 minutes later, and got dressed, we had warm clothes to wear for the day in school. That's an example of nonverbal communication of the Gadol Hador. Fabulous. Rav Moshe is showing his kids. He's thinking about them. He cares about them. He wants them to have a good... And even though he doesn't have so much time, but it shows that he was concerned about them and thought about them. Imagine, you go to school every day, and it's like your father's giving you a warm hug the whole day because he warmed up your clothes on the radiator. That's a fabulous example of nonverbal communication. Rav Orlo quotes from Rav Yaakov Horowitz Shlita, another idea along these lines. Rav Moshe didn't want his kids to have a negative attitude about going to school. So if you know your clothes are extra warm, then you're more likely to be excited to get dressed and go to school. That was an additional benefit of this absolutely beautiful, fabulous example of nonverbal communication. Rav Orlovic has this story in his book, Raising Roses Among Thorns, on page 204 and 205. Oh, this is nonverbal communication. When your kids talk to you, you smile at them, show them you're happy to talk to them, you put away the cell phone, you don't answer the phone during dinner, things like that. Very, very important ideas. Another example is writing notes to one's children. You write letters. Your child goes off to school. You put a note in his lunchbox. The lunchbox, assuming he can read. I love you. Have a nice day. Very good ideas. I know many people, first day of school, of cheder, they send a note with their children in their backpack, wishing them a wonderful year of learning. I think it's an absolutely wonderful idea. I have a wonderful mother. She should live and be well. And she was an expert, is an expert, in nonverbal communication. My mother makes fun of me sometimes. You have all these books that you read and talk about and parenting. We didn't have these books back then, 30 and 40 years ago. So I said, Mom, you don't need them. You're a natural. And you didn't need all the books, but the rest of us, we need help. So, nonverbal communication. My mother made us a lunch every day for school, a sandwich, a drink, a peeled orange, and two Hershey Kisses every single day. She didn't forget. That's a nice example. Something a little bit extra for your kids. Nonverbal communication. But a stronger example than that is as follows. I learned in Israel, in yeshiva, for 6 years during the 1980s, back in the Stone Age, before the age of email. You know, if you go to a museum, you can find something called an envelope. And you'll find something called a letter. You actually write with a pen or pencil on a letter. You fold it over into thirds, and you put it into an envelope, put a stamp on it, and put it in the mailbox. Believe it or not, people used to do this once in a while. They actually wrote letters. Now in the modern world, it came out never happens anymore. I was in Israel for 6 years, and during those 6 years, I received, on average, 4 to 5 letters a week from my mother. I received a letter almost every day. Absolutely incredible. That is nonverbal communication. My mother was showing she cares about me. She thinks about me. Beautiful example. You write letters to your children. You write 4 letters a week. The joke in yeshiva was, Ginsburg always had a letter. Letter for Ginsburg every day. My friends were jealous. They should be jealous. To have someone who like that who writes a letter 4 days a week, that's a classic example of nonverbal communication. So this is yesod number 1. It's in Horowitz's books. The specific page I'm quoting from is Raising Roses Among Thorns, page 204 or 205. And I gave the example of turning off the cell phone, the example of smiling at one's kids, the example of turning off the phone during dinner, or not answering the phone during dinner, the beautiful example of Rav Moshe putting the clothes on the radiator before his kids get out of bed, and my mother's example of writing letters to us nearly every day. Just an addendum to the Rav Moshe story, a Talmud of mine sent me an email which gave me a lot of chizuk. He said he applied the Rav Moshe idea to Shalom Bayis. He lives in an apartment, and in the summer it's hot, but they don't leave the air conditioning on the whole night. It's expensive. So his schedule was he got up earlier than his wife did to go off to Minyan. And he would leave for Minyan around 20 minutes before his wife woke up in the morning. So because of this Rav Moshe story, he would turn on the air conditioning in the house as he was leaving for Minyan, so that when his wife woke up in the morning, the house was more comfortable. Well, that's a nonverbal communication Shalom Bayis example, extension of the Rav Moshe parenting nonverbal communication yisod. A beautiful story. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezdashem will continue in the upcoming weeks. We'll stop here.